While she died in a Florida hospice, Shivo grew up more than 1,000 miles away in Pennsylvania. Joel Rowe spoke to her friends and neighbors in the suburbs of Philadelphia. They remember a shy young woman who would have been deeply uncomfortable in the national spotlight.
Andrew Gittelmacher was 4 years old in 1968 when his family moved into a brand new house on Red Wing Lane.
I was so happy because when I got out of the car, I saw three kids running around the front yard right next to us. So it was like, wow, this is great. Instant friends, you know.
Gittelmacher became fast friends with 4-year-old Terry Schindler, who had also just moved to the neighborhood. Their families lived next door to each other here in the comfortable suburb of Huntington Valley, north of Philadelphia. Gittelmacher remembers playing stickball and crashing his go-kart in the yard between their matching colonial houses.
Terry was an attractive girl, I would say dirty blonde hair, and just her smile, always laughing and smiling. She always had a smile and a giggle. She was a very warm, caring, a little on the shy side, but once you got to know her, she was your best friend. Really was.
Gittelmacher says Terry Schindler loved animals, especially the family dog.
She had a beautiful golden retriever named Bucky. We used to tie him up to that tree in the backyard. Every morning I'd wake up, Bucky would be out on that tree, and she'd walk him and, you know, let him loose.
Terry Schindler was also fond of stuffed animals. Friends say her purple and white bedroom was packed with teddy bears. Schindler took horseback riding lessons and thought about being a veterinarian when she grew up. Schindler did not go to her high school proms, but she did like going to the mall and watching cheesy television shows with her friends, including Diane Meyer.
She loved Starsky and Hutch, and she loved Danielle Steele novels. She was outgoing, funny, vivacious, but she didn't show that to just everybody. She was very reserved in public settings.
Terry was kind of quiet.
Family friend Joe Shannon rode the bus with Terry Schindler to Archbishop Wood High School.
She wore glasses. She was a little bit overweight growing up. And I think she was just a little bit, she liked to call attention to herself.
Schindler struggled with her weight. As a senior in high school, she weighed 200 pounds. That same year, she went on a diet and lost 50 pounds. She enrolled at Bucks County Community College. And her friend Diane Meyer says Schindler started coming out of her shell.
She called me at school and told me that a guy named Michael had asked her out, and they were going out on their first date. She was excited. She was happy. He was her first old boyfriend.
Terry Schindler and Michael Shivo got engaged a few months later. They were married in November 1984. They went to Disney World on their honeymoon. 2 years later, Terry Shivo's parents moved to Florida, and the couple followed. Family friend Joe Shannon visited the Schindlers in 1987. He says Terry Shivo was like a different person in Florida, more confident and more outgoing.
We went out, we're hanging out, talking, having some drinks, and then a guy would come up and ask her to dance, and she would just start giggling, and said, no, that's okay, I'm married, thank you, though. She wasn't used to having people, men, pay attention to her like that. She thought it was kind of silly and kind of funny.
Terry Shivo started losing weight again. On February 25th, 1990, she collapsed from a chemical imbalance, possibly brought on by an eating disorder, and suffered severe brain damage. At first, Michael Shivo moved in with Terry Shivo's parents, helping with her rehabilitation. But after a malpractice award in 1993, they started fighting about her course of treatment. Michael Shivo moved his wife to a hospice, where she remained until her death. Family friend Diane Meyer says the national attention on the case would probably have embarrassed Terry Shivo.
She'd be sitting here going, all this for me? She was such a humble person, because she didn't see how special she was.
Meyer says Shivo would be more concerned about how the long legal battle had affected those she loved. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.